Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we're talking Niners, and we've already got some very, very troubling news from Santa Clara, and because it's bad news, I'll allow Evan to share it with
some
you.
Good news, damn it.
Yeah, sorry Gu. Jinx, you owe me a beer. All right, so according to... Well, actually, I don't know who posted this from our station account, but we got Shasky, Spadoni, Bonte is out there practice. I have to imagine the great Whitley Sandretto is down there as well. Zach Green, perhaps. Someone just posted moments ago that Purdy has been picked off twice already by the Broncos secondary. We don't know how, when, what he was trying to do there, deep ball, short pass, pick six or not. But Brock Purdy's giving it away in joint practices. Stani, you want to cut him?
Not yet, but he's on the clock. I mean, he's got to be on the clock.
Move over, Moody.
Yeah, no, it's funny because, yeah, we don't know what kind of throws they were, but one thing I'm really looking forward to when Guru gets back is, you know, to keep giving him grief about the 49ers just don't have a deep threat. They still don't have a deep threat.
Well, DeMarcus Robinson might be that guy. You do need a guy who could throw the ball deep down the field.
You know, nor a quarterback that can throw it down there. So they're going to have to do it incrementally, as it were. We're talking about Christian McCaffrey, who most believe is one of the most important San Francisco 49ers. But I want to throw this at you, Evan, and the listener.
Just I do want to remind people that because Brock Purdy is throwing picks and joint practices does not mean the season is over.
What do you mean?
Well,
it's off to a terrible start.
He's still got some more throws.
Okay.
He's still got preseason, which he won't play in, but they'll play the games. And then in a month, I think... Was it 4 weeks from today? Well, the season starts, and then on that following Sunday, the Niners actually will kick off, and then Brock Purdy's picks will count.
Well, I just, I'm a guy who looks at a day like today, and apparently he's thrown two picks. He doesn't have a touchdown.
3-14.
Are we headed toward a year in which Purdy throws no touchdowns and 34 interceptions to a game?
That honestly, that'd be pretty impressive.
So, a little change of pace here. The boss was here earlier, and he threw this one out. And I'm going to throw it out to the listeners. If you want to have some fun with this, we can get into it in between other stuff. But this is I'm going to read a text that we got from the boss, Matt Nahegian, at about 8 o'clock this morning. He said it's Dwight Clark Day. It's August 7th, 8/7. That was Dwight Clark's number, and he said I thought this would be kind of fun to throw out there. If your sports memory starts about when you're 10 years old, okay, and the Dwight Clark catch is the number one memory for someone in their late 50s, What's the biggest memory for you at other ages? In other words, you know, if you're 20 years old, that means you were born in 2005. So you probably have a memory around 2015. If you're 30, like you are, you were born in 94.
Yep.
Your first memories probably surface around mid-2000s, 2005 or so. So we can have some fun talking about some of your greatest early sports memories. And he goes up to 60s. Like, you know, if you're 60 years old, you were born in 1965. So your memories start at 75, which would be a guy like me. So if I were to ask you one of your greatest early sports memories, mid, you know, 2005 or so, what would you say?
Well, the first game I ever went to, my dad took me to Candlestick. First football game, I should say, was a 49ers game. They played the Packers in the 2002 season, in which they made the playoffs. But I do remember Brett Favre. I don't remember the score, but he threw a beautiful deep ball. I think it was to Donald Driver up the left sideline. And that was like my first real kind of memory of like an impressive football play that I saw, which also means that that year I do remember watching the 2002 wild card comeback that Jeff Garcia engineered against Kerry Collins and the New York Giants. There's a Bay Area guy, Amani Toomer, on that side, who I was aware of when I was 7 or 8. I think he caught like 3 first half touchdowns. Giants went up big, and then T.O. had this like opening 80-yard get off me, shaking two receivers to the crib, and then Jeff Garcia just kind of walked the Giants down in the second half. And I think there was a controversial missed kick. It was like a 40-yarder, and they botched the snap, and a guy tried to throw it downfield, and there was no PI called. Niners win, game over, 39-38 in the wild card round. That was kind of the first real big Niners moment or game that I can recall.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're my age, your memories probably come in the mid-70s. If you're, let's say, 50, it probably comes in the mid-80s. If you're 40, probably in the late to mid-90s. So I wrote a couple down here. The catch, of course, was in 1982. Which puts me at 18, so it's not my first memory, but I do remember watching that game, and I was back east at the time. But, I mean, the one memory I have as a kid, one of the big ones, was Carlton Fisk hitting a grand slam against the Cincinnati Reds in the 1976?
Oh, I thought we were talking 75. Niners memories.
Oh, we can talk anybody.
Any sports?
Yeah, oh, any sports, I would think. I would think. But, yeah, when Fisk hit the home run in the 12th inning to force a game 7, that was monumental with him coaxing it fair. Great moment, even though I hated the Red Sox. But I hated the Reds even more. So I was actually rooting for the Red Sox, but they didn't win it. But that's one of my
Red
memories.
Sox, actually, I thought the last couple of days, just to, as an aside, they're a lot classier.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Than I would have expected. Apparently, every time that Mike Yastrzemski went to the plate, they gave him an applause for what his grandfather did for the Red Sox organization. I actually thought it was pretty cool. And he made like a home run robbery yesterday of Roman Anthony. They were cheering for him. I don't usually give Red Sox fans a lot of credit, but I thought that was pretty tight.
All right. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in to your favorite memory, sports memory, growing up when you were a kid. But we'll get back to the Niners in a second. I want to play some more of this Brian Baldinger sound as it relates to Christian McCaffrey. And this is... this is from today's morning show. Brian Baldinger is our Odyssey NFL insider. And he was asked if McCaffrey or a player at his age or of his stature knows if and when he's losing a step. Take a listen to Baldy.
I was talking to Aaron Jones yesterday for the Minnesota Vikings. And the thing about Aaron and Christian together, they both came out the same year, came out 2017. Those guys have tremendous vision. It's their greatest strength. They don't miss holes. I don't know how they do it. Aaron Jones, these guys go to their ninth year now. I don't know if you could tell in a scrimmage situation if Christian is going to hit every hole, if he's going to hit it like Superman, you know, with his cape on. I don't know if he is that guy yet or not. I don't know if he knows that, because usually most guys don't recognize either the loss of step or anything else until they do. I played with Eric Dickerson. I didn't know he lost a step, but he lost a step after an injury in 1989. He wasn't the same guy the last few years of his career. So I'm not sure what we're going to be able to make out of it right now.
That was Brian Baldinger from The Morning Show, and specifically was talking about what to look for in today's joint practice with the Broncos. And Baldy was saying, you know, even something like today, it's going to be tough to figure out kind of where McCaffrey is, and we're not going to be able to find that out until he gets some games under his belt. But the way Baldy was talking about McCaffrey, it was a little bit sobering because it felt like we were hearing an ex-football player talk about when a player just loses a little something, and it doesn't mean they're not effective. It doesn't mean they're useless, but they're not quite playing at the level that we're used to seeing them play. And I feel like that might be where we're at with McCaffrey. I think there's a chance he looks pretty good, but I think it might be a Clay Thompson type, but he's not the guy he used to be.
Yeah, but the difference is that Clay Thompson could be Clay Thompson. Christian McCaffrey has to be Steph Curry.
Okay.
You know, it's, I mean, to me, he may lose a step, but that's going to hurt in a season in which you need him to be Christian McCaffrey. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about, we discussed this during, I think it was the second segment, but like, I believe that McCaffrey has to be maybe even more important to this offense than he was in 2023. And that's a lot to ask for a guy that's coming off a PCL injury and is 2 years older than he was, and you need him to be that version. And so that's why I think what I hear Baldy doing is tempering expectations, and I would like to take a lead from him. It's not that McCaffrey isn't going to be awesome this year. It's that they need him to be, not exactly, but kind of what Saquon was for the Eagles last year. I mean, he was the biggest difference for a team that was an 11-win squad and then won the Super Bowl, at least on the offensive side of the football. You know, two guys, and I've used this example before, that McCaffrey, who is a future Hall of Famer, I believe, it can be compared to in regards to the dynamic capability to run and do damage in the receiving game, are Marshall Faulk and LaDainian Tomlinson. When LaDainian Tomlinson was 28 years old, it was his last all-pro season. He led the league in yards and rushing, 1,900 scrimmage yards, 18 total touchdowns. The next year, age 29, he was still pretty good. He had 1,100 yards, he had 10 touchdowns, 1,500 total scrimmage yards. But that's 400 yards less That's not an all-pro season. That's almost 10 less touchdowns. Marshall Faulk, age 28, ends up having 21 total 100 scrimmage yards, 21 touchdowns. Next season in 2002 at age 29, he's still a Pro Bowler, but he has 1,500 scrimmage yards, 10 touchdowns. That's still a damn good season for a normal running back, but when you need that running back to be the engine of your offense and have come to expect him to be that player, a step back, even if it's slight, can be significant. And especially in a year where the Niners do not have as many weapons to supplement a potential drop-off from Christian McCaffrey, I think how good he is, it's going to be massively impactful.
I got a question for you. And if you weren't listening, just say you weren't listening. I didn't say that Carlton Fisk hit a grand slam, did I?
Did you? No, you said he hit the one where he's calling to keep it
fair. Yeah, that wasn't...
Did you say grand slam?
Well, if I did, I misspoke.
I might not have been listening.
If I did, I misspoke. It's not a grand slam. I want to say it was a two-run homer.
Oh, of course.
You know who McCaffrey is right now?
Who is he?
Steph Curry.
That's what I just said.
He's Steph Curry.
Wait, Steph Curry currently or Steph Curry from a couple years ago?
Well, that's kind of what I was going to tack on is, like, when people say, well, Steph Curry hasn't, you know, he's still Steph Curry. Well, he's not. He's still one of the best players in the NBA. But last year, he had the lowest scoring total in a decade. He had his lowest full season of a three-point shooting career of his last decade. So that's the way I look at McCaffrey. I'm kind of with you. I don't think he can be the player of two or three years ago, but he still very well may be the most important player on the San Francisco 49ers. And the question is, do we feel it that he's not the player? I'm talking about McCaffrey. How will the 49ers feel it if he's 85% of who he is and what that'll mean for this team? Like, to me, you're right. It's kind of like Curry. He's still got a lot left, but you can't utilize him like you did 3 or 4 years ago because he's a little bit older. So how do you get more from him, maybe utilizing him less? McCaffrey's going to probably have to do more with a little less opportunity, I would think.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at it like that, you know, for Steph Curry, it's minutes or minutes per game. For the running back equivalent would be touches.
Yeah.
You know, and I went down the list last segment of running backs at his age that are still very impactful to their particular teams. And what I'm seeing is outside of Derrick Henry, who again is a 6'5 freak of nature, and what he's doing at this stage in his career is utterly ridiculous. Outside of him, the running backs that have been effective at their age, which McCaffrey is, Connor, Kamara, and Aaron Jones, they've all been at about 300 touches. You know, and McCaffrey, when he was the engine of this offense 2 years ago, had 350 in the regular season, an additional 70 in the postseason. Like, that can't happen, especially if you do want to even get to the playoffs. And so that to me is the biggest challenge that Kyle Shanahan is going to have to, I think, work through to me is, how do we get the most out of our running back while also not being as reliant on him? You know, and maybe that's where more pressure falls on the shoulders of Brock Purdy. He's got to do a little more. Maybe it's with his legs. Maybe it's with his arms. But where I think you're going to see it is there just might be more drives where instead of third and two, you're going to be in third and five or third and six, and then Brock Purdy is going to have to make a play. You know, again, I think CMC is due for a bounce back season. I think he's still going to be one of the best running backs in this league. But I think it's going to be really hard for him to return to being the best running back in football. Again, I don't think the Niners are going to take, you know, a massive leap to being a Super Bowl contender. They can get better. They should be better. To me, you know, 9 to 10 wins would be the range that I would have them in right now. 10 hopefully gets you a wild card. 9 might be a fringe. But to just expect McCaffrey along with the Niners to catapult right back into, well, you're a top two NFC team. That's a lot to ask, at least the way that I'm looking at this roster right now.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. This is from the Boxer and Gerson work attorney injuries text line. Not stated in the nicest way, but I agree. Shanahan is a stone-cold junkie when it comes to running backs.
Possibly.
To me, he inherited a heavy run game in his play calling, and I feel like he thinks they are called running backs because you run them into the ground. His first year with McCaffrey, they were up 14 points in the fourth quarter, and he would not give. I mean, that I remember at the time defending Shanahan, and I want to say it was 2 years ago, obviously.
Yeah.
But
even 22 when they acquired him at the deadline. It was like first game, I want to say he had 25 or 30 touches.
I feel like last year was Kyle Shanahan's explanation for why he kept McCaffrey in games, because they lost games late. This past year without him. And I'm with Kyle Shanahan. Like, if you're up 24-7 with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, that game's not over. You know, I mean, you got to, you know, to put it away, you got to go on a 4 or 5 minute drive, punt it down, and now there's 6 minutes to go, and it's a 24-7 game. But too many teams came back against the 49ers last year, and I feel like, in general, sports fans think a game's over before it's really over. And so in the NBA, my feeling is, you know, if you're down 15 with 5 minutes to go, you got one more push at it. Mm-hmm. I still think you got a shot at a game like that. And with football, I think if you're down two to three scores in the fourth quarter, you've got to get to like the halfway point of the fourth quarter, 2 to 3 scores up, before you can start saying, all right, we've salted this one away.
Yeah, and I think that's where maybe, you know, you kind of have to think about saving McCaffrey mid-game. Like, you're going to need him to drive the nail home, but, okay, does he need 15 touches in the first half? You know, what are you doing on the second or third drives of games when your offense is going to be predicated on the run? It just is. That's the way that Shanahan has, I think, established himself as a play caller, but Do you have a backup or a third running back or other, maybe it's wide receivers that can get involved, a la Debo Samuel, that you can use so that McCaffrey at halftime has, you can give him the ball 15 times in the second half in order to close out a football game? Like, I think, you know, you have to think about it a little bit the way that the Warriors are probably looking at some of their older players. Like, how do I keep Draymond Green fresh so that he's at his best the last 8 minutes of a basketball game? Maybe not Jimmy Butler, but Curry as well. Like, okay, so Curry can't play 20 minutes in the first half. He's going to have to play 15 or 16. Because I'm going to need those extra minutes to take us home. And that might mean you're more susceptible in the early part of football games, but I want my best players, who also happen to be at some positions my aging players, to be at their peak at the most important part of these football games.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how, if you're a coach like Shanahan, especially coming into this year, on the surface. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. We're down at Laughing Monk Brewing, and people are coming in and out saying hello.
Yeah, it's
thanks
an
for
awesome
coming
spot.
Down. Appreciate it.
Sunny day in Sunnyvale.
Yes, absolutely. Like, the way I would look at Kyle Shanahan is, you know, just pick a game, any game, and now we're starting the game. How many times you want to, you know, how many plays are scripted for him in the first 15 plays of the first quarter? I don't know. I mean, do you try to establish McCaffrey, get up a couple scores, and then ease up on him over the course of a game? Do you try to go limit him early in a game and have him late if you need him? I think these are things that Kyle Shanahan has to think about, but He's the kind of coach that doesn't normally think about that kind of stuff. He just runs the play that he thinks will work with the player he thinks it'll work with, and he'll go to the well as many times as he can there.
Yeah, and I don't think there's ever been, up until last year, a need to really consider these things. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, he dealt with some injuries in Carolina, but he got to San Francisco when he's 26. So like, he's right in the middle of his prime. So Shanahan, and I understand football is a far different game than basketball or baseball. Like, you really do have to push pedal to the metal to get the most out of your players. But I do think that this is the first season, maybe in his play calling career, I'm not sure. I haven't gone down the list of all the players that he's had to coach and call plays for, but perhaps the first time, certainly in San Francisco, that he has to consider the level of taxing that he's putting on his guys, specifically McCaffrey. I mean, again, I think it is a bit easier to do that and say, all right, even if McCaffrey had to miss a game in 2023, well, that's fine, all right? We sure. Still got Ayuk, we got Kittle, we got Debo. Elijah Mitchell was there at a time who had, I know he'd been banged up quite a bit, but he's somebody that had been a bell cow back for you in the past. Now it's like you really do have to think about, and it's hard to do, preserving some of these players, because if McCaffrey misses a game, they're going to be at a severe disadvantage. If Trent Williams misses a game, they're going to be at a disadvantage. And until we know what the defense has, because that's the youngest part of their football team with the most amount of new starters, to me, I do think that Shanahan is going to have to, for the first time in his career as a play caller for the Niners, consider preserving some of these aging superstars.
I would agree. He's got to consider it. The question I have is will he follow through on it or not? But I do want to get back on the other side to a little bit of McCaffrey's workload. 888-957-9570 is the number. Obviously, McCaffrey coming off a serious injury last year. You know how Kyle Shanahan coaches. How would you like to see him handle Christian McCaffrey coming back from a big injury, knowing that he's a monster cog in this wheel, but don't overuse him. Don't overuse him. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.